The Kenya Finance Bill 2026, currently in its draft phase, has ignited a fierce debate over the balance between national revenue mobilization and individual privacy. The National Treasury's proposal represents a significant structural shift in how the Kenya Revenue Authority, KRA, operates, moving from a cooperative, self-assessment model to an aggressive, data-first enforcement regime. If passed, the KRA will no longer wait for declarations, it will pull the data it needs to dictate tax liability. Expansion of data snooping powers. The Kenya Finance Bill 2026 seeks to grant the KRA commissioner explicit power to determine liability using third-party data, effectively bypassing the taxpayer's own records. Warrantless access. The 2026 draft streamlines the KRA's ability to access data from banks, mobile money platforms, M-Pesa, and ISPs without traditional warrants or prior notification. The data lake, sources, automated feeds from bank APIs, real-time payroll data, and digital marketplace records, including crypto exchanges, will be integrated into a central enforcement engine. ETIMS as the digital hub. Under the Kenya Finance Bill 2026 framework, all commercial ledgers must integrate with the KRA. Any expense not backed by a real-time ETIMS invoice will be automatically disallowed. Structural shift. Legacy versus 2026 draft standard feature legacy system, pre-2026, Kenya Finance Bill 2026 draft audit trigger manual selection, random system generated, invisible, audits data access warrant-based, slow warrantless, real-time API access burden of proof primarily on KRA, initially, shifts to taxpayer, pre-populated, compliance-type voluntary self-assessment mandatory real-time integration silicon scrutiny. The Kenya Finance Bill 2026 signals that compliance is no longer a year-end task for the Nairobi Tech Hub. It is a real-time feature that must be coded into every app. By prioritizing ledger legibility over privacy, the Treasury is effectively turning every digital transaction into a tax report. However, the move faces a massive legal mountain, Article 31 of the Constitution, right to privacy. If the tech sector and civil society mount a successful challenge, this data lake might remain a mirage.